Good morning, everyone. Good news and bad news. Bad news, we forgot to record last time, so the part two of the seventh consciousness is missed. And good news, I will spend hopefully 10 minutes to refresh the key points from the last talk. So for those of you who did not show up last time, you can get some idea what was it about. Now, last week, 所以呢，坏消息就是，今天要花一点时间，就是上次的 talk 没有录音，所以大家想要再去听，大概就没有记录哈。那好消息就是上次没有来的呢，这次我大概花十分钟吧，赶快把上一次的一个重点，再大略讲一下哈，让大家复习一下，然后我们再开始，最后一部分的第七次, huh? So we are going to finish the talk about the seventh consciousness today. Okay. So the 那个 PowerPoint 再把它压低一点点哦。奇怪它 it's not 怎么变小了哈。 Okay. 就是他那个头，他怎么会没有框在里面呢？不是，是怎么样？我知道你那个 size 没有改，273，121的那个 screen size 啊，以前会变成这样子。Control screen appearance adjust, yeah. 对，这个 change. Yeah. 这个不是这个，我来弄。是一样，奇怪。没有。不会。OK. All right. I think the button and the top is not important. Okay. So remember that the fundamental affliction of the seventh consciousness are self-ignorant, self-view, self-attachment, and self-arrogance. These four are very subtle. It's not from the differentiation of the sixth consciousness. It's deep down inside with the seventh consciousness. So because of these four attachments, we are rebirth in the samsara world. So that's why we reborn in the six realms again and again, because of these four very fundamental subtle attachments. And because of this, so our first to sixth consciousness, because the seventh, the purity of the seventh consciousness is always with the defilement of the seventh consciousness is always influence the first six consciousness. So no matter what we've done or we practice, we will never be pure, because of these four fundamental attachments. Last time we used Chinese. 那我们刚刚讲的是，就是第七是有四个根本的烦恼，就是我痴、我见、我爱跟我慢。那这四个根本烦恼跟前六识产生的四种烦恼是不一样的，它是非常非常维系，然后非常根深蒂固的哈。那因为这个四个很第七识很根本的这种执着跟烦恼呢，那前六识哈，因为它前六识要产生的其中的一个因子哈，是第一到第六识都有的这个因子，就是第七识的这个染净衣的部分，就是第七识的污染哈，就是有那因为有那四个执着的污染了，所以我们前六识我们不管怎么样的运作哈，它都是染污的。好，那 last week we used the analogy of the gravity. If the eighth consciousness is the earth, the mass of earth, then it automatically generate gravity.And so the earth, the mass of earth is the eighth consciousness, and the gravity is the seventh consciousness. So it's just like, if you have mass, you have gravity. It's just always together. And those who we are on earth are the first to sixth consciousness. And no matter what we have done, no matter what we perceive, no matter what we observe, everythingare influenced by the gravity, no matter we are aware of it or not. 那上个礼拜上次呢我们用了用一个比喻哈，这是一个比喻，就是比喻如果地球的整个重量，整个地球的这个质量呢，它是第七识哈，整个地球是第八识，对不起，第八识的话呢，那它的重力哈，就是地心引力呢，它就是第七识，好，就是只要有这个质量的存在，第七识就存在，好，然后呢，所有我们在地球上的活动，不管我们看到什么、观察到什么，我们的活动、我们的任何的思考，其实都没有离开第七识的影响，好，所以也就是说，第七识它如果是持续的存在，它的影响力存在的话呢，那我们的在地球上的运作就是永远是受影响的，就是一个染污的。 So however the seventh consciousness, the gravity, has no differentiation, no good and bad. They have no judgment about good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome. They're just thereThe influence is just there. It's not like the sixth consciousness. They differentiate good and bad. I like it, I don't like it. The seventh don't do that. The only attachment that the seventh consciousness grasps is that it grasps the eighth consciousness as true self. Okay. So the seventh consciousness, the gravity always thinks that the earth is the center.Of the world, okay. Just like a couple hundred years ago, we think that Earth is the center of the universe, and that the ground is flat, because we are self-centered, and we watched everything is rotate around us. But we never thought of that we are rotate around the sun, right? 那第七识呢？它其实是没有，它没有它的。他不会做分别的判断哈，他不像第六识啊，这个我喜欢那个不喜欢，然后我讨厌这个我要那个，他的执着不是这个，他的执着呢就是以第八识的见分为我，就执着这个哈，那他是普遍性的一直存在的这个执着，那就像是那个地心引力哈，它的存在就是永远以地心为核心，就像几百年以前我们人类在还没有科学没有发达的时候，我们是以 认为地球是宇宙的中心嘛，哈，啊，太阳是绕着地球转，对不对？然后我们认为地球是平的吧，好，因为我们看怎么看都是平的啊。可是我们从来没有想过说，其实我们是绕着太阳转，整个太阳系又绕着整个银河系在转，哈，我们没有办法去想到这个。那我们永远就像第七识一样，就以为这个就是我啦，这个就是我。那因为这个执着，所以产生的种种的一个心所的连结，这是我们上次所讲到的。 And so last week we also talk about you see we have five organs or five roots for the first five consciousness. For the sixth consciousness, the root for the sixth consciousness is the seventh consciousness. In other words, The ear, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body receive signal from the outside for the first five consciousness to make differentiation, to make judgment about, you know, what color, what sound. But it is the seventh consciousness that receive the image or the memory or the signals from the eighth consciousness to tell that what you got, to tell the sixth consciousness what you have received, and help the sixth consciousness to make judgment, to make differentiation. 那我们刚刚我们以前讲到的五识有没有？不是有五根吗？眼耳鼻舌身根，对不对？那根的意思是说，它是一个接收器，它从这个外境，它接受到颜色、声音、香味各种的讯息进来之后呢，然后它借由前五识来判断它是什么样的颜色，好，它是什么样的声音。那当第六意识要去起分别，说啊，我喜欢，我不喜欢，我有没有听过这种事情的分别判断的时候呢？其实第六识的根是第七识。好，为什么这么讲呢？就是说第七识呢，他要去第八识去抓以前的记忆，哈，以前有的种子，好，然后回传给第六识说，哎。你现在接受的讯息跟我这个有没有 match 之后，那他这个讯息就帮助第六意识去做分别判断。 You know, last week we talk about if you never see something, when you see it, you don't see it. Okay, that's why, because the seventh consciousness cannot grasp any information that he think is real from the eighth consciousness to match the signals from the sixth consciousness. And we talk about Columbus, the ship of the Columbus, when they come to find the land here, that the native, people cannot see it. Okay.那我们上次有讲到说，哥伦布在发现新大陆的时候，他们的船只哈在海岸停了很久，可是上面的土著一直都没有看见，因为他们从来没有看过船。好，那因为第七识执着的那个我里面没有，第七识执着的我的那个第八识里面的那个资料库里面没有船，好，所以他不会执着。第七识不会去知道说，诶，这个船是船这样子，所以这是第七识的一个功能。 And also we talk about the rebirth. Okay, what the seventh consciousness played about our rebirth. You see, there's 10 realms, right? We have Buddha, Bodhisattva, Sarvaka Buddha and Pratika Buddha. This is the saint. Four realms for the saints. But we have six lower realms for ordinary beings, like heaven, human, hungry ghost, hell, animals, and asuras. and most of us got rebirthed among the six realms. And what decided where we go? 那我们上个礼拜上次有讲到往生齁投生这件事情齁。那第七世他扮演了一个很重要的角色齁。那我们知道说十法界嘛齁有佛菩萨声闻缘觉是四圣。那六凡有天人阿修罗恶鬼地狱畜生有没有那我们大部分人都是在这个六道齁六凡六道里面轮回那我们到底是什么样的因素决定我们要投身去哪里什么样的状况 OK So we talk about directing karma OK So in the eighth consciousness when the directing karma manifests our bardo You know, the transition of our consciousness will follow the directing karma because it's so strong. So it will lead you to which realms you will be. That's called directing karma. And also it has the common karma and certain karma. For example, we were born on earth. So what happened in the world, on this earth all influence every one of us. This is our common karma for human beings on earth. But what is the certain karma? For example, everyone has, according to our philosophy, you know, when you were born, how long you can live is decided for most of us. That's called certain karma. Okay.And, we also have fulfilling karma that will, come with us. For example, that when you are born as a human, if you are born in America or you're born in Africa, it's totally different, right? It's better than born in America, right? But, even though America is a very developed country and everybody has food, has protection, has wealth, public health, welfare here. But doesn't mean that everyone is good here. We still have homeless in this country, right? But even though you are born in Africa, we still have very rich people in Africa, right? That's called uncertain karma. We have individual karma and uncertain karma.You know, if you work very hard, sometimes you can change your fate and you can get rich or get happy. It's uncertain. It's decided by how you work on it. 那我们在讲投生的时候呢，有讲隐业跟满业嘛，哈，就是说，当你第八世种子现行的时候，哈，会带你投生到哪一界的是隐业，那会决定你这一生圆不圆满，哈。过的日子好不好那个是满业齁那那什么是决定这个种子的现行呢 ?And what induce the seeds to activate among the pool of among the seeds of the pool, in the eighth consciousness? That's the sixth consciousness. Okay. When the eighth consciousness activate, for example, if you keep the five precepts, and the karma will bring you to be born as a human, if you cultivate 10 virtuous deeds, you will be born as a heavenly god, or if you accumulate a lot of angry or fighting karma,You were born as Asura. If you were so ignorant about the Dharma, about the truth, you easily be born as an animal. And if you are jealousy and stingy all the time, you will be a hungry ghost. And if you have done 10 heinous deeds, and you will likely go to hell. And all these deeds on the bottom are generated by the sixth consciousness. So when we were born, and when we are dead, and we are prepared to reborn to the, our next life, our sixth consciousness, our strong emotion or strong good or bad intentions will facilitate the seeds of certain realms in the eighth consciousness to activate. And that will lead us to our next realm. 那我们讲三界六趣嘛，假设我们这一生持五戒，这个持戒的强大的力量跟业力，它会让我们下辈子呢投生再投生为人。如果呢我们修十善，那就会天人。如果我们的习气很强的习气，就是一天到晚生气，要跟人家拼，要跟人家争竞争呢，我们很容易变成阿修罗。 假设我们这一生混混噩噩都不清楚，也没学佛，也没听法，搞不清楚状况，也不知道人生的目的是什么，很容易就变成畜生。那如果我们一直都是很处于嫉妒啊，很吝啬的那种状态，那这样的一个习气呢，会常常会让我们变成就是恶鬼道。那假设我们做的十恶，十不善恶的那种大恶。 那这样的一个业力呢，会牵引我们进入地狱道。那这所有的下面的所有的这些行为跟是来自于我们的第六意识。这第六意识强大的一个力量呢，当我们在往生的时候呢，它会去引诱在我们第八识的整个种子里面呢，它 看哪一个因子强，它去引发那些那一群的种子现行，现行之后，它马上把我们的中阴身就带引到那个道。So once the pool of seeds activated for certain realms, the seventh consciousness immediately attached to it as ourself. And from that time on, if we were born as animal, our seventh consciousness will insist or attach that, we are animals. We are dog, and the body of the dog is my body. And the world the dog see is the true world. And for human, if we were born as human again, we will attach, this body is mine. And my body, what I perceive is real, and the world I see is reality. And last time we talked about heavenly God, human, animal, and hungry ghost. We might all living in the same world here, but our perception, the receiver are different, designed differently, and so does the world that we perceive. For example, the water for human is drinkable and it's delicious, but for hungry ghosts, they become blood, sticky blood that they cannot drink. 那只要是 第六意识引发第八意识强烈的某一道的种子现行的时候呢，那第七识是同时申请，马上就执着说这个就是我。假设我们被下一辈子变成狗，马上我们就认为这个狗的身体是我，然后狗所看的世界就是我的世界，就是真实的世界，就是这个实在的世界。 那我们因为我们也不知道狗看这个世界是怎么样看的，但我们假设我们人好了，那我们马上就会觉得说，哦，这个身体就是我，这世界就是这样，柱子就是这样，这个柱子是这墙壁是硬的，桌子是硬的，水是透明的，很好喝的，马上就执着这个世界就是这个就是真实的世界。 可是我们上次有举过一个例子，天人、人、动物跟恶鬼道，我们同样的生存在同一个空间，可是我们的身形是不一样的，同样身形不一样，我们的接收器就不一样，然后我们感受的这个世界是非常不一样的。比如说水，在经典上讲，水对我们人跟动物来讲是维生的很好喝的东西，可是对鬼来讲它是脓血，它没办法喝。好，所以同样的山河大地哦，在不同道的人，他所接收过来的，他看到的世界是完全不一样的。好，天人恶鬼是可以穿墙的吧，我们是没办法穿墙的嘛，因为我们的身体跟我们认知的这个墙就是没有办法穿过去，那他们的身体跟他们认知的墙就是可以穿嘛，所以我们的世界是非常的不一样。那这个执着的 key point 在哪里呢？就是第七识，他去执着 第八识里面的这个人道的这一批种子和他的现行是真我，这个是最重要的一点。他不做分别，他就执着说这个是我啦。好，啊，其他种子现行的是那不是我，根本不管他的。好，好。And this is the summary. The seventh consciousness will grasp the subjectivity part of the eighth consciousness as the true self.And in the eighth consciousness, the seeds, there's many, many all kinds of seeds that will activate. And when it activate, when the seeds activate, the eighth consciousness, we will talk about it in, when I explain the eighth consciousness, next time, that the objectivity part manifests our body and our environment. But what the seventh consciousness grasps is the subjectivity part. It will not attach to the objectivity part. But once you attach to the subjectivity part, then this becomes real, like quote unquote real, not the true real.Okay. And this object part become the object of the sixth consciousness and also the object of the first five consciousness. Okay. Then what would happen when we practice and practice and we go more advanced? What happens if we can let go of the attachment of the seventh consciousness?Or get purified. So today we will focus on, what would happen when the seventh consciousness got purified or got detached. Okay. It is not sudden. It's gradually. There are three steps for the seventh consciousness to get detached. Okay. The firstIf we practice, and once we enter the initial stage of the first muni of extreme joys, it starts to transform into, the nature of equanimity. Okay, yes. Extreme joy. Okay. Yeah.
Do you mean
joy?
Yeah, you would just say extreme joy. You don't have a C-E on the end of the, the end of the word. Extreme Joyce. Joyce is a proper name for a woman. That's all it is. I mean, you know.
You never know it. Use Joyce. Okay.
Go on. Somebody can look at that. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good. Because all the translation I've tried to look on the website to see. Okay. 那 第一句哈，这个八是规矩颂哈的第三个部分，讲到说，当我们要出世间的时候哈，第七世要开始进化的时候呢，那会发生什么事哈？他第一次讲说，即喜初心平等性哈，就是说，当我们到登地，我们一直修行哈，这个修行的部分我在第六世有讲哈。I've talked about how we practice when I give a talk on seventh consciousness, so I'm not going to repeat here. So we practice until we, 那就是说，当我们登初地的时候呢，初地就是一个欢喜即喜地哈，初地又叫即喜地哈。那这时候开始呢，我们的第七世呢，就渐渐的开始转化成平等性。Okay, so do you still remember if we transform the seventh consciousness, when it got pure, it become the wisdom of equanimity. But now it's like it starts to transform, you know, gradually. If you still remember the five stages to Buddhahood, the first stage, initial stage is we ordinary people, we vow to practice on the Bodhisattva path. Oops. Then we start from here, and we need to practice so that we have supplements, and we stage of supplement, and we go through the stage of reinforcement, and this take us very long time, okay. And then we see the path, okay. And then we become saints. This is the stage we see the path. And this is the where we get on to the first ground of extreme joys. And they are first to seventh munis, okay, ground or munis. And we still practice until we get to the eighth munis. This is the muni of not moving, no return. You know, before the eighth munis, we can still revert. You know, we might regression. You know, we sometimes practice, we kind of go up a little bit, and sometimes we step back a little bit and back and forth. But when we can achieve the eighth munis, that means no regression and not moving. And then when we get to beyond the tenth muni, we go to the ultimate stage that we see the Buddhahood. Oops. 那大家知道唯识讲五位嘛，哈，就是这个叫做刚开始的是凡夫位哈，然后有一个见道，有资粮位、加行位、见道位，好，然后有修道位跟究竟位嘛哈。那我们凡夫开始出发心要修菩萨道，想要成佛的时候呢，然后我们开始就花一大阿僧祇劫去修我们的资粮位跟加行位哈，这在之前的 talk 有讲过。然后我们终于登地的时候呢，是见到位，好，是初地。然后一地到七地呢，是还要努力的修行哈，在这一到七地的时候，还是会退哈，会退转。那一直要再花一大阿僧祇劫修到第八地的时候，叫做无生法，就是不动地。这时候呢，就不会退转，好。然后呢，到十地以上，我们就得到就是到了究竟位，就是佛位哈，这是我们常常讲的唯识五位哈，啊，是我们修行的一个次第。Okay, now, when we get to the first ground, what are terminate? Do you remember that we have two kinds of attachment?Two types of attachment. What is from differentiation, which are from the sixth consciousness, and the other is from the seventh consciousness, what we call them innately arised attachment. And attachment has two kinds. One is attached to the self, and the other is attached to the Dharma, and it also for the innate arise. So seventh consciousness, what it generates is the self-attachment and Dharma attachment from differentiation. And the seventh consciousness generate innately arised self-attachment and Dharma attachment. So when we get to the first Muni, we practice our sixth consciousness so that all this attachment from differentiation are terminated. And then we, but we still have innately arised attachment. 那我们在我们的执着有两种，一个是分别起的，一个叫做俱生起的，那它还有分两类，一个叫做是就是分别起的我执跟分别起的法执，那有俱生起的我执跟俱生起的法执。当我们那分别起的是从第六意识而来，俱生起的是从第七识而来，那当我们到达 登地出地的时候呢，那这个分别起的我执跟法执就断了。那 if we get back, come back to this picture, you see the sixth consciousness will attach two kinds of Dharma attachment. One is, we have two types of Dharma attachment. One is from differentiation from the signal come from outside, but we still have a Dharma attachment come from inside, from the eighth consciousness, but attached, grasped by the seventh consciousness. Okay. 那我们再回到这个图，就是 当第六意识有第六意识呢产生的那个法执，一个是来自于我们对外境的观察，比如说我们看到了地心引力，以前苹果掉下来也不觉得它有什么不对嘛，那这是我们的法执，后来知道有地心引力又是我们另外一种法执，那另外一种是俱生的，它其实是来自于第八识，但是是被第七识执着的。 那个法，它会提供给第六意识做判断。So let's look at this map, at the table here. We are here, the great joy. Yeah, you are right, it's joy. The great joy, the first Muni, all the way to seventh Muni, so called Gone Afar. And here we will practice generosity, moral discipline, patience, vigorous, meditative concentration, wisdom, and skillful means. By practice to perfect this seventh practice, we will get all the way from first Muni to seventh Muni. And through this practice, the seventh consciousness getting let go of the self attachment. In other words, we are not we still count on six consciousness to help us to go upper. But now the six consciousness, the attachment come from the seventh consciousness, not come from the first five consciousness. Okay. 那这个第一地到第七地是我们要修行的是什么？布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、般若跟方便。那这样的修行要靠什么修行呢？第七识是不会修行的，是要靠我们的第六识。要靠第六识来修这些，等到这些都圆满的时候呢，我们就从初地登到七地。那这样的一个修行呢，它会让我们 它会让我们的这个第七识的执着呢，慢慢的进化，很有意思吧？我们第七识的进化是因为第六识 放下执着。It's very interesting that the seventh consciousness let go of its attachment through the practice of the sixth consciousness. The seventh consciousness itself cannot practice. The only job he can do is just grasp, you know, this is me. Okay. If we come back here, the seventh consciousness, mental factor, the fundamental affliction is greed, ignorance, arrogance, and wrong views. That's the core attachment for the seventh consciousness. Through the practice of sixth consciousness, the seventh consciousness can decrease and eventually get to the stage of equanimity. And how can it be? How can it be? 那大家知道说这个最第七世根本烦恼贪痴慢不正见，对不对？好，那我们借由第六意识去修布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、般若跟方便，那然后第七世的贪痴慢不正见就会慢慢减轻，变得平等。哎，那此话怎讲？怎么会有这样子的事情？哈，第七世是不修行的，哈，他只是执着嘛，哈。If we come back to our daily life, you know, you never found out that you are a lousy parent until you have child. So the lousy parents come after you have child. But before you have child, you never name a lousy parent, right? And at the same time, if you are always a person like to remind people do something, right? And which sometimes is good, right? But if your child don't appreciate that part, you become what kind of mother? Nagging mother. But if your child appreciate your remind, you know, because he forgot all the time, and he count on you to remind him to do a lot of things, so he showed the gratitude, say, Mom, thank you very much, thank you very much. And the same action, you know, the mother never change. He just do what she want to do. But because of the response of the child, the mother has different name, right? You see what I'm talking about? So, the seventh consciousness attachment to greed, ignorance, self-love, self-ignorance, self-arrogance, self-wrong view, it's because the sixth consciousness will take it to make wrong judgment. If our sixth consciousness won't take it to do wrong judgment, then the seventh consciousness is okay. It's like, you know, let's come back to the gravity. See? We only can jump, how much? 5 feet? Right? We come down because of gravity. But what if we are not influenced by the gravity? Are we going to be aware of the gravity? Will it become an issue for our daily life? We may not know its existence because there is no influence. And people say, how can we get rid of the gravity? I asked our abbot. He said, you know, Master Xu Yun, you know, it's a bibliography. It's written by his many disciples. So I think it won't be false story. People say that Master Xu Yun, when he walked, his feet did not touch the ground. because, you know, when it's raining, it's muddy. He go out, come back, the shoes has no mud at all. And he can grab, he can lift up very, very heavy stuff, like stone or wood, that maybe 5 or 10 people cannot lift up. He can lift by himself. So the weight, the space, the time for his kind of practitioner, he can go beyond it. Do you believe it? Like the time, the space, the gravity, the whatever, the Dharma we think exist is actually not exist. Only those people can go beyond it, not bounded by this Dharma, can tell that all these are illusory. So the attachment for the seventh consciousness is also illusory. It's not real. So if we can use our sixth consciousness to go beyond the influence of the attachment of seventh consciousness, then the seventh consciousness is not defiled because it's not real. Okay? 那第七世怎么样它进化呢? 它其实不是说我去把它弄干净, 而是因为第七世我们借由修行, 我们的第七世不再执着 我们俱生起的一个污染污。 好，那比如说那最根本起的一个染污 就是我贪我痴我慢跟我见， 对不对？ 那第六意识虽然它登地了，它不被外界的东西， 但是它有俱生起的这个四个根本烦恼。 那为什么第六识进化可以进化第七识呢？ 好，我刚举一个例子， 比如说你从来不知道你不是一个很好的父母亲， 一直等到你有小孩之后你才发现你不知道怎么做父母， 对吧？ 可是如果你没有小孩的时候， 你不会有一个名称叫做这个烂妈妈， 这个坏爸爸， 是一直到你有小孩之后你才有这个名称的。 你没小孩你就不会变， 你永远不会成为烂爸爸跟坏妈妈， 烂妈妈跟坏爸爸， 对不对？ 好， 同样的比如说， 你从小你的个性就是很喜欢去提醒人家说， 啊，你要做这个， 几点要出门啊， 这个要这样， 你从小就是这样子了。 可是呢， 偏偏你结婚了之后， 你的小孩有一种是很， 他就嫌你叨叨念， 你有那唠叨的妈妈， 是不是？ 好， 可是万一你的小孩 很感恩妈妈常常提醒他说，因为他忘记，好，啊，你的孩子对你是非常感恩，我没有妈妈我活不下去，好，跟另外一个小孩说，我那唠叨的妈妈，我18岁后我就马上要离家出走，好，那同样的一个人哦，他的行为没有改变的，但是因为你的小孩子对你的认知不一样，你被贴的标签就不一样，对吧？ 你在这个世间存在的价值就不一样，不是因为你改变，而是因为外人对你不同的价值的认知，你存在的价值也跟着改变。好，那第七世也一样的，就是说当我的第六世，我不再被我内心聚起的执着所影响的时候呢，第七世 它本来就是一个虚幻的，执着本来就是虚幻的。好，那我们讲那个地心引力嘛。好，我们跳能够跳几尺啊？偏爱五尺，还是要掉下来嘛？因为我们没有办法脱离地心引力的影响。可是虚云老和尚据说，走路的时候是离地的，这怎么做到？不是说有地心引力吗？可是书上都这样写说。 他证明是说他出去下雨天不是地上很泥泞吗？回来的时候他的鞋是没有泥巴的。 然后他可以去举那个几个人都举不起来的石头 和木材。那重力对这个大修行人来讲，他可以超越，他可以超越时间跟空间的概念，他可以超越重力的概念，他可以超越我们世间这个法，时间是不是法，空间是不是法，重力是不是法，他可以超越不受影响。好，我们实在是很难体会，但是从一些蛛丝马迹是有人可以超越的。好，有大修行人可以超越，表示说他的那个具生的这种我执他是可以超越的。那这时候这个具生我执，这个第七识，他自然而然就不是染污的嘛，因为第七意识的染污是我们给他贴标签的啦。好，然后他的执着执从第一世诶第一二三四五六七八世所有的染污都是虚幻的，不然它不能转世成智，它不能进化的。那唯有我们认知这个染污是虚幻的时候，那它就进化了。好，要讲的是这个。好，这个就不用再讲了。不是控制，他没有控制，他不能控制第七意识。So the question is the sixth consciousness control the seventh consciousness? No. I need to emphasize again. Okay. The first to eighth consciousness is all our mind.But it's different function of the mind. It's not eight parts of our mind. This part control this part. No. It's different level, different ability, function of the mind. It's the same mind. Just like they take different jobs. You know what I mean? 那他说第六意识控制第七意识吗？不是啊。从第一世到第八世，第八世到第一世，它都是我们同一个心，只是我们心出道系有不同的功能，然后我们用这个来说明我们心的运作跟心的执着，跟心的一种假象。我们讲唯识相就在告诉我们这些相都是假的，那我们要怎么样转世成智这件事情。 OK, next,Until it reaches the state of function without effort, the eighth muni, the attachment to the self is totally destroyed forever. 好，那他说到无功用行我横吹，无功用行就是第八地。好，无功用。好，If we look at the map, when we get to the eighth muni, you know, the function without effort, then innately arised self-attachment is terminated. 那在这个图上就是说，到第八地的时候呢，具生起的我执断了。好，但是他还是执着一个法执。So from this map, the seventh consciousness, it used to attach the subject part of the eighth consciousness as self. Now the self is gone, but it's still attached to it as the Dharma. There is no self-centered, but there is still a Dharma. Okay, 那在这个图上呢，我们就看到说第七世本来是一直执着第八世的见分为我嘛，哈，这时候他不再执着那个为我啦，就是有一个我这样子哈，但是他还是执着有一个法嘛，还有一个法，哈，什么法呢？就像观音菩萨，他是八地菩萨哦，他还执着有什么？有一个众生可有众生可度，这就是一种法，好，他没有说哪一个对象，众生相说。有众生可度的这件事情是一个法。Like Guanyin Bodhisattva, he should be on the eighth ground, eighth muni, he had no self-attachment, but he still attached to you that there are sentient beings need to be delivered. This is the Dharma. He thinks these things exist, that there are many sentient beings that he need to help. Not certain individual, but there are sentient beings need to be delivered. Yes. No. Phenomena or principles or concept. Okay, thank you. So the Dharma not about the teaching, okay? It's about phenomena. A concept. Like Guanyin Bodhisattva concept, not xiang, concept. Like Guanyin Bodhisattva has a concept that there are sentient beings to be delivered and he need to help sentient beings. This is a concept. Okay, need to overcome. But remember, 那这里就是说那个法是指不是指现象，而是指一个观念。Okay, here, the eighth muni, you can function without effort. How can we say it? From the first seven, previous seven muni, why we say it until the eighth muni is unmoved? It's function without effort. Because from the first to seven muni, we still need a self to practice. To put effort to contemplate the middle way. But once the power of contemplation is gone, and the innately arised vexation come again. Until we get to the eighth muni, because the self is terminated. There is no self. There is no self that is contemplates something. Then everything go without effort. Just as is. But follow the Dharma. Okay. 那这边讲不动地，他说为什么叫做无功用地，到前七第一地到七第七地的时候呢，哈，因为虽然说分别起的我执法执不见了，但是还有俱生起的我执，所以我需这时候第六世呢是借由第七俱生起的我执在修行，在起观行，好，但是当你的观行的功力退失的时候呢，你在起观行的时候呢，你的第七世就感觉好像很平等。可是当你的第观行功力退失的时候，那个我又出来了。那第七世所连结的那个我慢、我痴、我见、我那个都的烦恼就跟着来。所以一直要到八地，第八地的时候呢，是那个我俱生我执去除了之后，我们才可能是无功用地，就是他自然而然的就是跟着法走，好，他也不会去破戒，好，他前面的七个修行的圆满都是一直跟着他的，好。And one thing to point out is one becomes able to choose his place to rebirth. See? On this muni, at this muni,you have the power, which is your vow or aspiration, that you can choose you, where you want to go, where you want to help sentient beings. 这里第八地的菩萨呢，他可以选择他要去哪里投身。好，靠什么？靠他的愿。他可以选择去哪里。所以观音菩萨吧，Earth Store Bodhisattva, a lot of Bodhisattva, they always say, you know, I can go anywhere to help all kinds of sentient beings. That's the reason. 那我们不是讲观音菩萨吗？千处祈求千处应，对不对？那我们的地藏王菩萨上天下地狱，哪里都去啊。好，我们药师佛也是这样啊。为什么他们可以做的？因为他们的愿让他们要去哪里就去哪里， 要变现什么身就变现什么身。那请问 How can they do that? Remember this map? For the Bodhisattva on the eighth ground, their seventh consciousness will not attach to certain realms of the karma. They are not controlled by the directing karma, neither fulfilling karma. 这时候第八地的菩萨，他第七世的某种程度的平等性，他不会执着哪一道的根种子根生器界是为我，所以隐业跟满他不受隐业跟满业的影响了，好，不受隐业跟满业影响，所以他可以看要去哪里就去哪里，依愿好往生啊，我们是依什么？依业往生哈。So the Bodhisattva rebirths by vows, we rebirth by karma. Here. Bodhisattva can be born in the six realms, Saravaka Buddha, Pratikava Buddha, and of course they have the body of Bodhisattva. Okay.And this is by their vows. Okay, so remember that the seventh consciousness will not attach or grasp certain realms of the body and the world as their true body and true world. Okay, that's because of the vow. So when we get to the eighth ground,It's the perfection of the vows. And for ordinary people, even though we make vows, it's not the vow like Bodhisattva's vow, okay? It's weak and no power at all compared to Bodhisattva. At least we cannot choose will to rebirth, right? 那我们常常讲说我们不是发愿发愿吗？可是我们的愿跟八地菩萨的愿是千差万别的哈。八地菩萨的愿的圆满是他可以依愿他的第六世他的第七世清净到某种程度，他是可以依愿去哪里去哪里要去度众生。那我们的愿是非常薄弱的哈，不要说投生这件事情了，然后常常就是在我们一生当中想要发愿做什么事情甚至都忘记或是做不到哈，所以这个愿发愿圆满哈要到八地才会圆满。And what happened after that? So when we get to the eighth, seventh ground, still practice through the sixth consciousness, we get to the eighth muni. But at that point, the attachment of the seventh consciousness only attached to what? Innatively arise Dharma, such as,There are sentient beings to be delivered is the innately arised Dharma. Okay. 那到此为止呢，我们的第七世已经好平等到没有俱生我执了。好，但是他还有一个俱生法执，好，一分的无明，比如说他觉得有众生可度的这件事情，因为这是他的愿嘛。好，对不对？我要度众生，当然有众生可度咯，所以我还要去什么上天下海去度众生嘛，齁。那往后呢会怎样？真正的平等性质的时候会怎么样呢？齁。It says, thereafter, 齁, at the ultimate stage, the Tathagata manifests its beneficial body, or the body of retribution, and all the Bodhisattva in the tenth munis are the beneficiary.那这边最后一句他讲到了哈，他说当如来现起他受用身的时候呢哈，那如来现起他受用身就是说我们到达最后的那个好，那有很多名字啦我就不讲了哈，就是说当我们到达最后的那个 地步的时候，就是当我们的第七识也都转成平等性质了，第六识也转成妙观察智了，当然前五识跟第八识也都转了，这以后再讲。这时候如来会现起一个他受用身，然后所有实地的菩萨都是被这个他受用身所教化所度的对象。Okay, so at this stage, the innately arised Dharma attachment got terminated. 好，到这个时候呢，你看，所有的叉叉叉这边，连这个俱生的法执都已经断除了。好，那 at this point, the seventh consciousness terminated, never attached to the subject part.Of the eighth consciousness whatsoever as the self or as the Dharma. It's totally free. No attachment. Okay. 那在这时候呢，这个第七识不再执着第八识的见分为我或甚至为法了。那这时候他是彻底的没有执着了。没有执着就是什么？就是已经清净平等了嘛，他不执着任何一东西为对象的时候，他才可能平等的怎么样去示现。好，就像菩萨他不执着八地，不执着这些六道的时候，他可以去六道任何一道，他只要一产生执着，他就进某一道了。好，到十地以上的时候呢，是他所有的都不执着了。这时候，这个叫做什么？受用身才会现起。So now, let's talk about the three bodies of Tathagata. Okay. You know, lunch offering, we always chant. Remember? It's in Chinese. The first, you know,the pure Dharma body of, 毗卢遮那佛怎么讲？ And the second is 圆满报身是 the fulfilled, retribution body, and thousands, transformed body of Bodhi, Shakyamuni Buddha. Okay. The transformed body, you can do that. When you go to hell, you become animal, you become human, you go to any realms of the 10th realm, it's your transformed body. That's what we ordinary people can see. Okay. They can change. They come here, they help you, then they're gone. They don't have to live a whole life, you know, like we have.Whole life of couple dozen years, and dog has like 20 years, right? And they don't. They just transform their body, come and do their job, and they left. They leave. Okay. 那我们常常武功的时候不是在唱吗？清净法身毗卢遮那佛，圆满报身卢舍那佛。千百亿化身释迦牟尼佛，对不对？千百亿化身或是观音菩萨的什么什么千百亿化身，是他们的慈悲愿力变成十法界里面的任何一界的众生。好啊，他看他觉得他要来变人变狗变鬼，好，来帮忙帮助一下，他就走了。他不用齁像我们这么业力深重，来当人就得活个好几十年，对不对？狗大概二十年嘛，那不小心变成鬼又很久很久很久，不小心下地狱又不知道几劫，没有办法控制的。他不是的，地藏王菩萨去地狱嘛，救度中救完 就再去看要去天上还是要去哪里，那就叫千百亿化身。那他不被业力所牵引，那这是我们凡夫可以见的。 这种千百亿化这个化变化身是我们凡夫众生或是就是我们六道众生可以见到的，不然他怎么救我们见不到。那第二个呢是 The beneficial bodies has two types. One is called one is benefit. Now I quote and quote self. It's not a true self. It's the when they manifest, they got to have a body, right? In order to for those that he need to deliver beings to be able to see it. And there is the body that can benefit the self and benefit others. Okay. For example, when Buddha, but you know, the beneficial body for ordinary people, we cannot see. Only the Bodhisattva in the 10th Munis, from the first Muni to 10th Muni can see it. So when Bodhisattva see Buddha, the Buddha's outlook is always majestic, you know, brightness, you know, all the sutra we see, right? That the Buddha is emitting all kinds of bright lights, and it's so majestic, and like, all kinds of, how can I explain it? You know, the Buddha has 32 good characteristic, you know, those kind of things. And also, the sutras say, whenever one Buddha show up, there are thousands and thousands of Buddha will come to help him. That's called the benefit self. It has the virtues that all the Buddhas, thousands of them of Buddhas, thousands of them of heavenly beings, all the Dharma protector will come. That's called the body of benefit self. And what is the body of benefit others? Then that manifestation can teach the Bodhisattva in the 10th ground the true Dharma. They can help Bodhisattva to detach and then attain Buddhahood. And again, this beneficial body, only Bodhisattva in the 10th Muni can see it. We ordinary people has no virtues and merits to see this body. 受用身哈，它有两种，一种自受用，一个他受用。哈，自受用就是常常我们在佛经上不是讲到吗？哇，佛一出现的时候有没有多么的庄严，然后那个放光现瑞，哇，那还有，一佛出世，千佛护佑有没有？然后天人护法龙天全部来了，全部来。护法，这是他的自受用身，是他的那个威德力哈，是感召，好，然后让他的呈现是非常的圆满的哈。那他受用身是什么呢？就是他现出来的这东西，他可以让初地到十地的菩萨可以接受他讲的佛法，而且得到受用。而且呢走向成佛之路，可以帮他们破除执着走向成佛之路，这叫他受用身。然后这个呢只有菩萨可以看到，我们一般的凡夫是看不到的他受用身。 OK, so what is the body of the Buddha in the Western Pure Land?请问西方极乐世界佛的身是什么身啊？摩诃迦耶？ The first or the second? Or the third? The body of true nature has no body. The Dhamma body has no body. The third one. It's just the Buddha nature. But when the Buddha, it's everywhere. It's pervasive. But when the Buddha want to help Bodhisattva, he become the beneficial body. He want to help sentient beings. He become transformed body. 那法身是什么? 自性身齁, 它是无形无相的, 无所不在的, 好的, 佛的如来身, 真正的如来身, 可是当他要度众生, 或是度佛菩萨的, 度菩萨的时候呢, 他会有受用身出现, 然后度一般众生是变化身嘛。 So the Western Pure Land, because it's who practiced there with the Buddha? You know, sentient beings and saints all together. So it depends on what level you are, and usually it's a transformed body. And transformed body has its timing. Even though it's very long, it has timing. So who is the successor of the Western Pure Land after Amitabha? Who? Guanyin Bodhisattva is the successor. 所以变化身它是有一个期限的，虽然那个期限可以很长很长很长，好，但是西方极乐世界谁是接班人啊？ 谁是阿弥陀佛的接班人？ 观世音菩萨。对，因为我们 okay, the question is ordinary people can see the transformed body and he thinks that the Buddha's in the Western Pure Land is the beneficial body. But see, when we were reborn in the Western Pure Land, we are still ordinary beings. You know, Western Pure Land is saints and ordinary people practice together. So what we see is still transformed body. Yes.
Allow him to help sentient beings in this land.
Yes.
Right. So that's what we would call a transformation body. And is that correct?
Yeah, we can say that. At least it's not beneficial body.
Right. No. Right.
And beneficial body, only Bodhisattva can see it. Okay.
Okay. And so Amitabha, he's also a transformation body, but in a different Buddha land.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His question actually made me think about the Nirvana Sutra, where the Bodhisattvas look at the crown of his head, and they can't see it because he's like 16 yojanas high or something. Like mm-hmm. he's 16. Like they can't see the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like? Is that pertinent here? That
well,
like normal people would just see like the Buddha, you know?
Well,
but then the Bodhisattvas would see that.
Yeah. Well, this is beyond, but according to my limited knowledge, when the Bodhisattva get into certain realm, only certain realm of the people can see it. But if the Bodhisattva has a power, like their vision is developed to a certain level, they can simultaneously see human, animal, ghost, heaven at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay? So depends on the power of the bodhisattva or the beings. Sometimes when Buddha is giving a Dharma talk, mm-hmm. Unless the Buddha used his power to empower you to see him, otherwise we cannot see him.
Right, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's all, most of the sutra, you know, like that the sutra of complete enlightenment, that the sutra of the earth store, you know, like the Buddha need to empower the audience for them to come together and listen to his Dharma talk. Some sutra says that. Otherwise, they have no ability to go to heaven and listen to the Dharma talk. You know? Okay. We need to get to the end. This is the table I show you in the sixth consciousness topic. Okay. This is just parallel, tell you, you know, like this, the sixth consciousness, when we go to the five stages of the practice, we through the sixth consciousness, we sort of detach from the self-attachment or Dharma attachment until we see the path. We get to the entry level of wondrous wisdom, and then we terminate the attachment to the self of and Dharma from the differentiation, and then all the way to middle level of wondrous wisdom, then we terminate the self attachment inevitably arised, and also go to the highest level of wondrous wisdom, and then we terminate all the attachment, and at the same time our seventh consciousness, you know, when get to the entry level of wisdom of equanimity, and we parallelly go to the middle level of the wisdom of equanimity, and then to highest level of wisdom of equanimity. So this slide is just want to emphasize that the sixth consciousness is very important. The practice of the sixth consciousness is very important. And once the sixth consciousness together with the seventh consciousness are purified or detached, and what? The first five consciousness and the eighth consciousness transformed to wisdom at the same time. So all of the eight consciousness, the sixth consciousness is the key for us to practice. Okay. And remember this, five aggregates, the form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness, right? And the sixth consciousness, the major function for the sixth consciousness is the sensation and perception. So we really need to pay attention to our sensation and perception in our daily life, so that if we can terminate the skandhas of perceptions and see it as the emptiness, then we can get to the first muni, and we terminate what? The self-attachment and the Dharma attachment from the differentiation. If we can practice to terminate all the volition, we get to the eighth muni. But the sixth consciousness is still there, because we still need it to practice until we get to what? The Buddhahood, right? And 12 link of dependent origination, when we get to the eighth muni, the void here terminate. And what was left is ignorance, the fundamental ignorance. And what is ignorance? This is from the Sharangama Sutra. I hope I can translate this Chinese part next time. But from the Sharangama Sutra, did I say Chinese? 刚刚好, 有讲好, 五蕴嘛, 好, 我们这样讲, 造卷, 五蕴皆空吗? 好, 那五蕴里面不是色受想行识吗? 受跟想是主要是第六识的功能。 所以我们平常一定要在平常日常生活中，我们的受跟想上要有下功夫。好，如果我们能够把想运破了之后呢，就登初地；行运破了呢，就登八地。那在十二因缘里面，无明行识，哒哒哒哒，十二，对不对？轮回的这个圆圈圈呢，第八地的时候就把行运破了，剩下的就是无明。那无明的哪一个部分呢？在楞严经里面讲到。 无明呢，它后来有三系六出，有没有？So the ignorance from the Sharangama Sutra, it further developed into three subtle aspects and six obvious aspects. And the six obvious aspects come from the first to fifth, the sixth and seventh consciousness, the attachment for the first to seventh consciousness, and we talk about this already so far, and we know how to purify it. And how about the three subtle aspects of ignorance? How they got purified or transformed into wisdom? These three subtle aspects are all related to the eighth consciousness, and that's our next topics. Okay, the core of the mind is our eighth consciousness. What are those seeds? How they activated? Are they permanent? You know, how can we change it? Let's come back to, you know, the gravity. We have an earth, right? Then we have gravity, because we have a mass. And the mass, the earth, is our perception, is our attachment. Does it really exist as a circle of mass? When the seventh consciousness, when the seventh consciousness, the gravity, become equal, what will you think the mass will be? Okay, 我们来回到这个图哈，我们讲到地球嘛哈，讲到质量，讲到地心引力。当我们的第七识，就是我们的地心引力，变成平等性质的时候啊，那个地球。 那个质量的中心不见的时候呢，那是不是这个质量本身的存在是我们的一种幻觉呢？有一个中心的这件事情。那第八识呢？好，当第七识已经没有执着转成平等性质的时候，我们的第八识从一开始修行一直到最后第七识、第六、第七都转成 妙观察智跟平等性质的时候，这沿路上我们的第八识，我们这个质量的中心到底是怎么变化的？它真的是这样存在吗？ 好, then next talk we will start our eighth consciousness. Okay, 下次开始讲第八识。Thank you.